Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Say goodnight to the Astros.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Monday Night Football. I see Sam Pittman. I mean, Mike McDaniel walking into the Dolphins game as they face the Jets. By the way, you see them uniforms they're going to wear tonight?
Which
one? The Dolphins, them all black joints.
Are they clean? Well, they need something.
They need something to get it going in there. Yeah, that you can hear a little Monday Night Football coming up after the coaches show. Remember, we are done at 5 o'clock today. The coaches show with D'Amico Ryans. We are done 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Then after that, courtesy of Westwood One Monday Night Football, as well comes up after that. All right, it is a reaction Monday, but we also have to react to the season coming to an end with the Astros. You weren't there Thursday, but Framber took them dreads out of his hair.
I did see it.
And it completely changed.
I mean, he goes
7 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 earned. I mean, it was just insane.
I think I may have tweeted Tyler. Tyler called it. There's somebody, other people taking credit for it. I think Tyler called it.
That was all me.
It almost ended the whole show for us. I mean, we had to rip up the rundown damn near, and then we all called and was like, "This dude's gonna have a hell of a game." Watch, of course he did. I thought that was gonna be the move to really influence the rest of the team, and then they played the next day. But
maybe should have taken him out like a month or two.
Yeah,
ago.
Maybe should have. Maybe his month wouldn't have been so horrible in September, but. The season's over. This is the first time, which is really foreign around here, first time that the postseason is going to be without the Houston Astros in almost a decade, Clint. And General Manager Dana Brown on their flagship said Manager Joe Espada is under contract for next season. But Brown said we're going to take a complete look at all of our operations, but credited Espada for doing a, quote, good job. And, quote, pressing a lot of right buttons with all the injuries Houston endured. So there are reports out that obviously it is not 100% sure that Joe Espada would return. And we're already seeing Rocco Baldelli got let go with the Twins. We're already seeing some managers. The Giants fired their manager. We're seeing some managers get moved on from and teams going in a different direction. Listen, Joe got him to the playoffs last year in his first year. This year, they were leading the entire way, it seemed like, until the last 2 weeks. Do you think his job should be in jeopardy? And I know how you have felt about him. You think his job should be in jeopardy?
Yeah, in jeopardy? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think you look at year one, you dug an embarrassingly deep hole, and somehow with the Mariners collapsing, you dug yourself out and you made the playoffs. This year, you played really well early on, and then I don't care who was playing and who was healthy and who wasn't healthy down the stretch. That was awful late in the season. And so do I think he should lose his job? I can't get there, but do I think he should be part of an internal audit and figure out if they do want to move on? Here's where I'm at with Joe Espada is he hasn't done enough to be untouchable. That's for damn sure. And he hasn't been terrible to be, hey, get him the hell up out of here. For me, if the Astros have a manager that is someone that they've wanted, someone that they've looked at, someone that's an obvious upgrade, and like, hey, man, we've been wanting this guy for 2-3 years, like the Texans waited on D'Amico Ryans type deal, then I think it's a no-brainer. You make the move, and you never look in the rearview mirror. If that's not out there, then I think you got a tough decision. It's already tough with Joe Espada because there were a lot of pressing the right buttons over 2 years.
Yeah, because if I just dropped you in, Clint, and you look at his 2 years,
yeah,
like you would think it's crazy to even think that the general manager would even be saying, yeah, we're going to look at all the upgrades,
yeah,
including him, right? Well, I mean, listen, the injuries they had clearly was a big reason why they're not playing anymore.
Yep, no doubt.
A big reason. And then, as you said, 2 years. And obviously, I think the players love him.
Yep.
Right? I don't think he's at odds with any important players or whatever. But would I be shocked to think that Dana Brown has been wanting a job where he's running a team and he's been in there in Atlanta and he's had a guy? Wouldn't be shocked at all. And even though it's, if you look at it, you're saying, boy, that wouldn't be fair to fire that guy after everything.
Right.
First off, we all know sports isn't fair. Marty Schottenheimer got fired after going 14-2 once in the NFL, which is insane. So it's not unprecedented that somebody who's had a great record gets fired. On the surface, it looks unfair, but you would understand. And I don't think very many people here would be like, damn, what's Dana doing now? Someone just texted in and said, hell, Dana needs to be needs to be looked at as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's a fire situation. I think it's if you've got a replacement that you really want, you really like, that is a slam dunk, then I can see it happen. Fire and then just go have a coach.
Yeah.
Like I think he deserves to be retained. If it's you don't have an upgrade that immediately puts Major League Baseball on notice and lets everybody know, hey, the Astros aren't done. But fire? No, yeah. I can't get there. I agree with you that the injuries have been a major part, really both years. The injuries have been a major part of the situation. And you were, down to the wire this year, you were a playoff team that was leading the division. So fire? No. Replaced? Yeah, I could see that happen.
Yeah, because I don't know, man, fellas. I look at what happened to the Astros, and listen, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Spiced bread.
Spiced bread as well, too. You can catch. I don't know where you get that. Probably HEB. But yeah, and I've said it. I thought they took a real step down. I don't think it's anything crazy. Hall of Fame manager and Dusty Baker, and they took a step down to Joe Espada. But this isn't a situation like you said, man. All right, man, we got to get rid of him. Like, it is clear what happened this year was they were at such a disadvantage when it came to manager. Like, when I get to disadvantage at manager or manager decisions, there's about 5 or 6 things that probably land in front of it that don't have any, that I don't think have a lot to do with Joe. The injuries, the people who handled the injuries, the amount of pitchers that went down, Christian Walker, he didn't sign Christian Walker. Like, there are a lot of things, I think, that jump in front before you get to him. Like, people are texting in, what about A.J. Hinch? I know the Tigers are trying to offer him an extension. I don't know if that's available. I wouldn't think that's the direction. Maybe. I think it'd be pretty hard to get him out of Detroit. But, you know, if it's somebody that you're like, all right, you know, clearly it's an improvement. I don't know if they're going to say, but we're running down Bud Black. I don't know how I feel about that. We're running down Rocco Baldelli, although he's done all right in Minnesota. But I don't know. I think Joe has not been as bad as many people want to say he is. I think Joe is a real scapegoat at times for people within the fan base. But you look at this thing, man. Joe, we got to a point there where it's like, Joe, you need to work some miracles, right?
Like, I'm trying to do the best I can.
You up here, people are talking about, hey, man, Joe needs to sit Framber. For who? For who? Like, I don't know, man. That was a tough situation he was in. All right, coming up as we continue, big news actually today, not just that the Texans got a dub, but they made a move with one of their most expensive players, a trade with the Texans. We'll get you more of that and let you hear D'Amico talk about the moving of Cam Robinson. We'll do that as well as a big thing also D'Amico did yesterday. He gave up play calling duties. How we feel about that moving forward. All of that as we continue live on the drive.